Gary Vee, the talking point, obviously, Frankel. Why has the decision been made to go down this route and not simply, if you thought Frankel was the best, give him a 1-4-2, 1-4-3?
Well, it might have been easier to put him ahead of Dancing Brave at 1-4-2, but it would be living a lie, essentially. And if another good horse comes along in 3 or 4 years' time, who might be better than Frankel, it's a most unlikely prospect, but if it should happen, we need to find some way to make him 1-4-3. So I think we'd be creating a hostage to fortune by doing that. I think we're happier to level the playing field, cut the umbilical cord with the past, and to acknowledge Frankel as the new benchmark of equine excellence at 140.
So basically you've now set down the yardstick for the future, and the next superstar will be judged on the Frankel scale, if I might put it like that.
Well, he sets a hell of a standard, and history tells us these horses don't come along very often. We've been exceptionally fortunate the last few years to see such great fillies as Goldikova, Zarkava, Zenyatta, and obviously Black Caviar. And we've seen Cedar Stars and Frankel. So we're living in a golden era of racing at the moment, and we're very lucky. We should appreciate that.
We talk about golden eras, probably not including this year's classic crop, non-vintage.
No, while Frankel and Black Caviar are as good as we've ever seen of their respective sexes, it was definitely a substandard year for the three-year-old crop in Europe, although it should be said the German three-year-olds were well up to scratch, the Japanese three-year-olds were well up to scratch, and indeed the American three-year-olds, dirt horses, were also up to scratch. But in overall terms, you've got to say in Europe, the colts especially were especially disappointing, with Camelot the standout, the only decent three-year-old in Europe this year.
And from an Irish point of view, a lot of satisfaction. It says a lot that at Celebration, who probably was so sick of seeing the backside of Frankel, comes out so high. As I say, apart from Frankel, the Irish have almost swept the board again.
Well, it's obviously Celebration was the best older horse in Ireland this year. Camelot, the best 3-year-old, and apart from them, maybe there was a lack of strength and depth really. And overall, I'd be a little disappointed with the overall calibre of the Irish contingent. But obviously, they were the standouts, and they were the best in their fields, obviously with the exception of Frankel.
But Dawn Approach, a 2-year-old. I mean, there's a lot to look forward to with once again the top 2-year-old in Europe being Irish trained.
Yeah, it's 7 times in the last 8 years we've had the top trained juvenile in Ireland. So that's very encouraging, and let's hope he emulates his father, New Approach, and goes on to even better things at 3.
Has it been hard, everything in 2012, simply because so many times soft and heavy ground's been about? I mean, I don't think the Irish raced a single day of what you describe in any of their major race days at the Curragh, apart from the Guineas, were racing anything faster.
Yeah, apart from the Guineas, I think Moyglare Day, the ground was half decent also. But apart from that, it was a washout of a summer. There's no doubt it had an effect on the ability of certain horses to run to their best. And I wouldn't be dogmatic about the 3-year-olds now this year. I think quite a number of them could leave last year's form behind if they get better ground. And that could go for the older horses also.
And Camelot staying in training's great for everybody. And the handicapper must be relishing seeing how he gets on.
Yes, I mean, I think Aidan has said he's the best he's ever trained. I think that opinion is worthy of respect. We haven't quite seen that on the racetrack yet, but I remember there was similar talk about Hawkwing as a 3-year-old, and maybe he didn't quite meet expectations on that as a 3-year-old, but he didn't half win the Lochinch by a long distance as a 4-year-old, and maybe showed that he was the horse maybe they were talking up as a 3-year-old. So let's hope the same is the case with Camelot.